Operator, give me room 317. Hello, Fred. Let me talk to Ethel. What's she doing in the coffee shop? We just made headlines on the front page. That's what's the matter. Listen to this. Grauman's Chinese Theater robbed. John Wayne's footprints mysteriously disappear from forecourt. Last night, the footprints and signature of movie star John Wayne disappeared from the forecourt of Grauman's Chinese Theater. Police are searching for two women who were seen loitering in the forecourt around 1:30 a.m. In the top drawer, dear. Tell Ethel I'll call her back. Well, good morning, dear.
Good morning.
Well, you're certainly in a bad humor this morning.
What do you expect after last night?
Oh, now, honey, that wasn't so bad. I know it seemed terrible last night, but when you stop to think of it, it's really kind of funny. Fred and Ethel and me lugging that big hunk of cement all the way from the theater, and then you making us lug it all the way back, and then us dropping it and breaking it in a million pieces. It's really hilarious, honey.
It's not funny. I just hope it isn't in the morning papers.
Oh, what a silly thing to say, honey. Come on now, eat your breakfast.
Where is the morning paper?
What morning paper?
Our morning paper.
Oh, that morning paper. Well, it must be here someplace. No, it's not here.
What's that?
This belongs to the Millers downstairs.
Millers, what are you talking about?
Well, eat your breakfast, dear. Oh! This paper doesn't belong to us.
I saw it come from your balcony.
Well, mind your own business.
Lucy, what's in that paper?
How should I know? I never read other papers, peepers. Papers. I never have enough time.
Lucy?
Oh, well, now, what's the difference, honey? Tomorrow we'll get two papers and it'll all come out even. Eat your breakfast, honey. Come on now. Have you seen the morning paper?
Only as it flew by.
I have seen the morning paper, but Ricky hasn't.
Well, I'll just drop in and say I can't stay.
Ethel, you come back here. Ethel, I want to see that paper. Come on now.
Well?
Last night, the footprints and signature of movie star John Wayne disappeared from the forecourt of Grauman Chinese Theater. Police are searching for two women who were seen loitering in the forecourt around 1:30 a.m. by Mr. and Mrs. Irving Massey of New York City.
That must be that nosy couple.
Mr. and Mrs. Massey described the two women as a middle-aged dishwater blonde.
Oh, I didn't read that far.
Go on.
And a wild-eyed, frowsy redhead. Police are throwing out a dragnet for these two vandals.
Oh.
Well, I hope that you're satisfied.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Never mind. Give me Grauman's Chinese Theater, please.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna tell him everything.
Everything?
Yes, everything. May I speak to the manager, please?
Have you gone crazy?
You keep out of this. Hello? Look, sir, this is Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo. Well, I just made a picture for MGM. I'm an actor and an orchestra leader.
And a stool pigeon.
And a stool pigeon. Mr. Manager, look, I want to speak to you about the disappearance of Mr. Wayne's footprints. Yes, well, you see, the whole thing was kind of a prank. See, my wife and her girlfriend went down the... No, sir, my wife is the frowsy redhead. Well, it's really very funny when you think about it, sir. You see, they're crazy about souvenirs. Yeah. They went down there and this pry this cement loose.
With a crowbar.
With a crowbar. And then they took it home with them.
Is he laughing?
No. Oh. Well, you see, sir, the picture that I made is going to come out pretty soon, and I want to avoid any unfavorable publicity, so... Well, we would bring it back, but that's what I want to talk to you about. No, don't send anyone over here, no. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we will bring it back ourselves. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Have you gone crazy? How can we take it back? It's broken in a million pieces.
He says if I bring it back undamaged, he will protect me. Otherwise, it's a case for the police.
Ooh. What do we do? How long have we got?
Till tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
They're previewing John Wayne's new picture, Blood Alley, there tonight. Mr. Wayne is making a personal appearance, and there's no footprints in the forecourt.
Oh, no.
Well, kids, our troubles are all over. I just made a duplicate of John Wayne's footprints. No, don't touch it. It's still wet. How do you like it?
Oh, it's pretty awful, Fred.
Well, it's terrible, Fred. That's no good.
What's wrong with it?
Well, for one thing, the feet are way too big.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have used Ethel's shoes.
Besides, the real footprints were made with Western boots, not shoes.
And you don't spell Wayne, W-A-I-N.
W-A-Y-N-E.
All right, I'll go back and make another one.
Oh, forget it, Fred. You know it's dishonest to forge footprints.
Yeah.
Look who's turning honest all of a sudden. Dishwater Mertz and Frowsy Ricardo.
Don't use that expression again if you don't mind.
Hello.
Hello,
just a minute, please.
Not at all.
It's for you, Frowsy.
Hello. Oh, hi, Irma. What? Oh, I'm sorry, we forgot. We'll be right down. We forgot our hairdressing appointment.
Oh, my.
Are you kidding? You're gonna have your hair done at a time like this?
If I have to go to jail, I do not want to be referred to as a frowsy redhead.
What am I gonna do?
Well, you can always shoot yourself.
Oh, come on, think of something.
Well, what's the matter with me? Why don't I call Duke?
Who?
Duke, John Wayne. All his friends call him Duke.
Oh.
He's a wonderful guy. I had lunch with him at the studio a couple of times. I'll bet you he'll help me out.
Yeah, well, what if he won't?
Then I'll shoot myself. Fred, what do you think of that?
Well, it looks nice and smooth.
Yeah, I think so. Hello. Oh, send him right out, please. Thank you. He's here.
He's sure an all right guy. Say, Rick, is it really true that John Wayne is as tough as he appears to be on the screen?
Well, he's pretty big and well-built.
Yeah, well, I heard a fellow in the barbershop say the other day that when you shake hands with John Wayne, it's like putting your fingers in a vise.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I got a pretty good grip myself, you know.
Fred, you're not going to act like a cornball, are you?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm going over and get Ethel's autograph book. She'll want his signature.
All right. If you annoy him enough, you may find out how tough he is.
All right.
Nice to see you, Duke. It's sure great of you to help me out this way.
Oh, well, I'm glad to. I'm very flattered that your wife is such a fan of mine, stealing my footprints. Is she here?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I've heard a lot about her from Bill Holden.
Oh, yeah.
I accused him of making a lot of it up.
Yeah, well, look, John, speaking of fans, I have a friend of mine that lives next door here, and I think he's going to come over and ask for your autograph. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm afraid of the day they won't want it.
Well, I also have an awful hunch that he's going to try to shake hands with you and try to find out how strong your grip is.
Oh, another one of those, yeah. Eh? Well, if he's a friend of yours, we'll humor him.
Hi! Hi, Count.
Not Count, Duke. Mr. Wayne to you. John, this is Fred Mertz.
Howdy, partner.
How do you do?
I'm sorry.
You've got quite a grip there, fella.
Well, I used to box a little when I was
really?
Young.
Really?
Fred, don't press your luck, huh?
Sorry. Hey, I forgot. Would you sign my wife's autograph book for me?
Well, I'd be glad to.
Here's a pencil.
As soon as I can get some blood back in this hand.
Rick, Ethel's gonna flip when she sees this.
Yeah, well, let's get going with the footprints. We don't want to waste John's time.
Thank you, Count, Duke.
I wore the same shoes I had on when I made this the first time.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, just put them right in there. That's it. Now we get the other one. Yeah. That's it.
Here, Rick.
Here. Atta
boy. I'll take it.
I tell you what, yeah. We better get downstairs and get this booth shine, huh?
All right, Rick.
Fine.
Now for the signature, let's put it on top of the table, huh?
All right. Oh, don't strain yourself. I'll handle that. Kind of heavy.
Now, for heaven's sake, I got a few things on my... Oh, look.
Freddy the Forger strikes again.
No, the writing is different. I think Ricky did this. Well, nice try, but they'll never get away with it. Oh, dear, what's the matter with those characters? They can't forge a thing like this. Millions of people have seen this. Everybody knows what John Wayne's signature looks like.
Look what I got for you, honey bunch.
What is it?
Good luck, John Wayne.
Oh, Fred. Oh, honestly, Fred.
I'm surprised you haven't started forging his name on checks.
What do you mean? That's John Wayne's signature.
Oh, sure.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hey, Rick, they don't believe that's John Wayne's signature.
Sure it is. He signed it while he was here a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
He was.
I thought you'd be surprised.
I don't believe it.
Sure, honey, he's down there in the lobby getting his boots shined.
Yeah.
He got them all day when he stuck the boots in the...
No, no!
Freddy's finger painting.
Oh, no!
Oh, honey. Honey, I'm sorry. Look, you said he's downstairs. Why don't you go get him? Ask him to do it again.
I can't do that.
Well, why not? He'll understand. He's in movies. Tell him it's a retake.
Well, all right. All I have to do is go to jail. Your whole career will be ruined.
Yes.
All right. All right. Mira que tiene cosas. Creo que tengo que ir allá abajo a decirle al hombre que ponga el foot en el cemento otra vez ahora.
Oh, Lucy, that was a great idea.
Gee, we not only get off the hook, but we get to meet John Wayne in person. Oh, right up here.
Oh, John Wayne. Oh, I can hardly wait. He's so big and strong and rugged.
Huh.
What do you mean, huh?
Well, he may be big and strong and rugged, but I'm bigger and stronger and ruggeder.
Oh, Fred, what are you babbling about?
They say he's got a grip like a vice. But he was like putty in the hands of old bone crusher Mertz.
Oh, honestly, Fred, you're really gone.
Well, I mean it. When I gave him the iron grip, he went right down to his knees. Here, I'll show you.
Like that?
Yeah, you big bully.
Fred. There we are, all smoothed out and ready for another try. Gee, I hope what... Oh!
What's so funny?
This is your big chance to meet John Wayne. You have curlers in your hair. Yikes! I'll go over and take them out. I'll be right back.
Hiya, girls. I want you to meet John Wayne.
Bill Holden an apology.
Yeah, well, let's get going with the footprints. Yeah. You sit right over there, John.
Oh,
and
my,
we'll bring
you really got to put your footprints right up there. This is so nice of you to do this.
Oh, nothing is too much for a fan like you, Mrs. McCartney.
Well, I certainly am a fan of yours, let me tell you that. I've seen every one of your pictures.
Oh, so have I, sir.
Yay!
Whose curler is this?
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I've seen all of your pictures, you know, every single one of them. You know, when you were up in that plane in the High and the Mighty, when your motor conked out, my motor conked out right away. That's real acting, you know, real acting.
Lucy.
Lots of people who are wonderful, but you
Lucy
are the best.
Lucy, there. Get the pen for the signature, honey.
Oh, I'm going to keep this the rest of my life. Save me a piece.
Yeah. We're really going to get the scene to it, just like... Oh, what penmanship.
Well, I'm getting to where I can do it faster each time. Well, we better get back to the shoe shine.
Oh, yeah. You really have to go.
Yeah, he has to go, girls. John, I promise you, John, I promise you this will be the last time.
Well, I'm afraid it'll have to be. As much as I love stepping in wet cement, I'm afraid I'll be late at the studio.
Oh, well, you keep making those pictures for us.
Goodbye, John.
You quit.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, John. Oh. Isn't he a wonderful guy?
You're great.
Well... All we have to do now is take the block of cement to Grandma's Chinese and everything's straightened out. Right, Lucy? Lucy? Lucy! Come on, honey. Let's get the block of cement. We take it to the theater, eh?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, no!
I walked around for 2 hours before I got enough nerve to come over here and ask you to do it again. My wife doesn't know I'm here.
I suppose those things happen. Pardon me, Ricky.
That's okay.
Come in.
Is this okay to go on with, Mr. Wayne?
Looks okay to me. Better check with Mr. Wellman.
Thank you.
Hello? Oh. Your wife and her friend are at the gate.
I tell you what. Pretend you're mad.
Pretend?
Let him stew for a while, and then we'll surprise him with this, you see. Tell him no.
No?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Don't bother me with a thing like that no more.
Don't bother me with a thing like that no more.
Ready for your rubdown?
Oh, don't bother with that, George. You'll take
I insist. This is the least I can do.
Ready on the set, Mr. Wayne, for the beach scene.
Okay. George, we'll have to wait till after this scene.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ricky. I'll have to get on the set.
Sure. How can I ever thank you?
Make this the last time.
Okay.
easy. Are you sure that'll work? Listen, when Mr. Wayne comes out of his dressing room, he must step down there. That way we will have his footprints. It's that simple.
What about his signature?
Once we have his footprints, how can he refuse to sign?
I don't see how he can refuse to punch you right in the nose.
He didn't even say goodbye.
Oh, Lucy, look. He came down here to get John Wayne's footprints again.
Ethel, we're saved. The signature, it isn't touched, see? All I have to do now is go in there, steal a pair of his boots, make the imprints, and our troubles are over.
Okay.
We'll get this stuff out of here.
All right.
Well, give me 5 to 10 minutes, will you? I want to get a rub down. George? Let's get on with a rub down. Hurry it up. We got all day. Oh, cut the comedy, George. Get on with a rub down. The robe, George. Harder. You heard any good stories lately, George? Oh, I heard a beaut in the steam room the other day. It seems there was this traveling salesman. Couldn't find a hotel room in this town. But he did find a farmer who had a beautiful daughter. Hey, take it easy, will you? Well, anyway, it was raining outside.
Rain.
Yes?
Mr. Wayne, you're ready on the set. They want you on the set.
Okay. George, I'm wanted on the set.
George!
Are you ready for your rub now?
You just gave me one!
I just got here.
I'm beginning to worry about you, George. You're getting punchy.
I just ran out of his dressing room, and I was so scared I just came on home. I don't know what happened to Ethel.
Well, let's just hope for the best.
Don't worry, Fred. She'll show up.
I said, let's hope for the best.
Fred, I am worried about Ethel.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on in, Duke.
Duke!
I told him what happened, and he was just a doll.
Oh, Mr. Wayne, I'm so... Oh, you're so wonderful.
wonderful. Thank you so
much. John, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, that's so wonderful of you. And we're going to take good care of that. Don't you worry.
I took care of that, too. Come in here. I brought you a 6-month supply.
Mr. John Wayne portrayed himself. The man with the poster was Louis Nicoletti, and the masseur was Ralph Wilkie. Mr. Wayne's latest picture is Blood Alley, released through Warner Brothers, and soon to be seen in your local theater. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.